We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
It's amazing to me how people are trying to make it more palatable to an unbelieving world. They say, we gotta take away the blood. We got to take away the Bible. All of these things are offensive to people. And yet, friend, listen to me. The gospel doesn't need a PR campaign. The gospel needs to be preached. It needs to be shared.
Last week, Pastor Burns was sharing with us a wonderful timeless truth from the Word of God. Our time ran out, so we're going to jump in where we left off. Grab your Bible, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's learn from the Word of God this morning. Pastor, take it away.
We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. First of all, in the scripture, we notice the Messiah's passion. In verse number 4, the Bible says that Jesus lived for 33 years upon the earth, and he served and he gave himself for others. It's so easy for us in our world today to get lost in ourselves, for it to be all about us. And yet the Bible says that Jesus, he served others, was all about others. In verse number 4, I don't believe that this passage of scripture is speaking of the woes of Calvary. I believe it's speaking of the earthly ministry of Jesus. He bore our griefs, the Bible says. He carried our sorrows. I want you to turn with me to the book of Matthew in the 8th chapter. Would you turn there? Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, and look what the Bible says in verse 16. Matthew chapter 8. Verse 16. The Bible says in verse 16, and when the even was come, the Gospel of Matthew, the 8th chapter, verse 16, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Verse 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. The ministry of the Lord Jesus was for others. And the Bible says he made our griefs, he made our sorrows his own. The Bible says he had compassion on us. The Bible says that he loved us in Mark 10, verse 21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. And this is the same truth for all of us. God has compassion on us. The Bible says he came to this earth and he loved us and he wanted us to have a personal relationship with his Father. And so the Bible says that he bore our sorrows. He bore our griefs. He saw the multitude in Matthew 9, verse 36, and he was moved with compassion on them. The thought of the passage of scripture is that Jesus just kept piling on the afflictions and the sorrows and the griefs on his back. He just kept piling on those burdens so that we wouldn't have to carry them. He would carry them for us. When we notice letter B, the Messiah's pain in verse 4. Jesus came as a caring Savior, and he lived for others, and here the prophet saw him die. He said, we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And Jesus was afflicted. Jesus was smitten by God. He was stricken, the Bible says. All of this is true. And it's not a question that Jesus died on the cross. You know, we think of Christmas time and we hear the Christmas songs on the radio and it publishes the birth of Jesus. And during Easter time, people talk about the death of Jesus. And it really is not a matter of did Jesus die, but what the prophet is interested in is why did he die? We saw him on the cross. He was stricken. He was smitten of God. We saw him die. But why did he die? He says in verse number 5, we notice the Messiah's purpose. Look at this first word here in verse 5. It's a conjunction that makes a difference. It says, but he was wounded. This is the why he died. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, we are healed. Jesus was wounded. The thought there is to be pierced through. He was wounded for our transgressions. The transgression there, the transgression speaks of crossing the line. It speaks of our sin, our iniquity, speaks of missing the mark. He was pierced through because we crossed the line. He was bruised because we missed the mark. It's becoming clearer to the prophet in this passage of Scripture that Jesus was stricken. It's becoming clear to the prophet that he indeed was smitten of God, that Jesus was afflicted, but also he realizes, wait a minute. He died for me. He died for you. He was nailed to the cross for your iniquities. He was nailed to the cross for your trespasses. The bleeding Savior was not just a madman dying for some cause. It was the Messiah, and he was dying for our sin, he says. It was though something had snapped in the mind of Isaiah the prophet that the bleeding Savior was for him. It was through Isaiah 53 in verse number 5 that the 18th century Scottish pastor and author John Brown of Haddington accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior. As he read this passage of Scripture, he saw that for the first time in his life, what Christ had done for him, this bleeding Savior was his bleeding Savior. This Messiah was his Messiah, the Savior of the world. The Bible says he died in our place. By the death of Jesus, he would bring peace with God. The prophet said that by his stripes we are healed, and Jesus bore many stripes. Turn with me to the book of Mark in the 15th chapter. Would you turn there with me? The Gospel of Mark, the 15th chapter, and the 15th verse. Mark chapter 15 and verse 15. The Bible says in verse 15, and so Pilate, willing to content the people, release Barabbas unto them, and deliver Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. The Bible speaks here of the scourging. It was a beating like no other. I don't think in our society we could truly understand what a scourging is. They would take what they would call a cat of nine tails and really had pieces of metal and glass upon on leather strips, and they would take that and they would beat that upon the body of the Lord Jesus, and they would dig into his flesh, and it would cause these wounds, these stripes, and over and over and over again. And yet the Bible says it is by these stripes that we are healed. The death of the Lord Jesus, his blood, that precious blood, would wash our sins away. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." You see, the reality is we see the need of God's atoning work. We are sheep gone astray, the Bible says. We were sheep scattered. We had turned to our own way, our own things, our own direction. And so many in our world today, have rejected the atonement of Jesus Christ and have gone their own way. And yet the Bible speaks here of the world. You see, it's our condition, it's your condition. We are the sheep gone astray. We are in need of the Savior.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can. So please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
His mouth. If we were to die, Spurgeon said, if I were to die for any one of you, what would it amount to but that I paid the debt of nature a little sooner than I must ultimately have paid it? For we must all die sooner or later. But the Christ needed not to die at all, for he himself was personally concerned. There was no cause, he says, there was no cause within himself why he should go to the cross to lay down his life. He yielded up himself, a willing sacrifice for our sins. Jesus was afflicted. He was oppressed. But he didn't complain. In verse 8, the Bible says he was taken from prison and from judgment and died. He was cut off. The phrase there, cut off, it speaks of the fact that his life was cut short. And it says, but who in this generation considered this truth? The Savior, the Messiah, the Son of God, God himself, dying on the cross. And yet to them, it was just another criminal. Just someone else on the cross. But this was not just someone else on the cross. For every other individual that was nailed to a Roman cross, they fought back. Every other person that was nailed to a Roman cross, they tried to get away, but Jesus didn't try to get away. He willingly gave of himself. He didn't open his mouth. He didn't fight back because he said, you don't take my life. I willingly give it. It was our sacrifice for our sin. Isaiah said in verse 9, and he made his grave with the wicked. And with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. The Lord would die with the wicked, but at his burial, he would be placed in a rich man's tomb. The Bible says he would be buried in the tomb of the wealthy Joseph of Arimathea. And here the prophet prophesies that he would not be violent. but he would remain the Holy One of God even when facing pain and even when facing suffering, that he would not open his mouth against his oppressors. Oftentimes when we experience pain, this is the time that we lash out. This is the time that we become angry, whether it's pain physically or emotionally. We lash out, we cry out, we speak our mind. And yet the Bible says that Jesus kept his mouth closed and willingly gave of himself for you and for me. We notice in this passage of scripture, number three, the Messiah praised. The Bible says in verse number 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. The prophet gloriously and emphatically states that the suffering of the servant of the Lord, the suffering of the Messiah, was ordained by God. The Bible says the Father was pleased by the death of his Son. You see, understand this morning that Jesus wasn't a victim. Jesus was a servant. And this was the very work of God. This was his sacrifice. This was his atonement for our sin. The Bible says it pleased the Lord to bruise him. The Bible says he had put him to grief. Jesus was made an offering for our sin. I want you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in our Bibles together. And verse number 19, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 19. The Bible says in verse 19, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. I want us to notice that expression. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. God was at work through Christ to redeem the sinful race. You say, who crucified Jesus? Well, it was the Jews. Who crucified Jesus? Well, it was the Romans. Who crucified Jesus? God put Jesus on the cross. This was God's work. The Bible says that Jesus became our sin who knew no sin. Jesus paid it all to him we owe. We notice in verse 10, his name extended in verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, the Bible says he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Jesus was nailed to a cross. He died. He was placed in a grave, but Jesus didn't stay in that grave. Amen. He lives. He lives. He's a living Savior. And the Bible says that Jesus' name would extend to all nations, that people would put their faith and trust in Christ for salvation. The pleasure of the Lord, the salvation of souls would prosper by the work of Jesus. The Bible says that he would see spiritual descendants, that he shall see his seed. And today, if you put your faith and trust in Jesus and Jesus alone for your salvation, then you are a descendant of the Messiah. You are a child of God. What a wonderful blessing. In verse 11, the Bible says, and he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Jesus would satisfy the righteous demands of a holy God on the cross. He said, "It is finished." It's finished. Redemption is complete. People say, "Well, I'm just going to work for my salvation, or I'm just going to join the church, or I'm just going to be a good person." If that's the case, then why did Jesus have to die? He died because it was the only way to redeem your soul. And the Bible says that Christ satisfied the righteous demands of a holy God, and those who come to Jesus shall be saved. Jesus shall bear their iniquities, and his name will extend to all people and all nations. And yet we notice in verse 12, his name exalted. The Bible says, "Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors." Can you imagine that? He was numbered with the transgressors. He never committed any sin. Can you imagine today if I had a list of all the murderers in Waterloo and I added your name to that list? If you were numbered among the murderers of the world, if you were numbered among all the rapists in the world, can you imagine being put on that list? And Jesus said that he was numbered with the transgressors, yet he committed no sin. He was the perfect Lamb of God, and yet he bore your sin and my sin so that you could put on yourself his righteousness. And so that one day you can walk through the gates of heaven and an angel will say, "Why should you be here?" Because of Jesus. Because he bore my sin and I have placed upon him his righteousness. And so we are in Christ, the Bible says. God sees the Messiah, the Savior. And though we don't deserve it, we are declared righteous by God. Declared righteous. The Bible illustrates here the dividing of spoils after a great battle. And Isaiah the prophet speaks here that the Messiah will ultimately triumphant. Philippians chapter 2 is our victory verse. It speaks of this victory in Christ. In verse 10, the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The Bible says that he will be given a great name. The Messiah will be given a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every tongue will confess, every knee will bow. I remember talking to someone a while ago, and I was giving him the gospel. And he said to me, he says, "When I get to heaven, if I stand before God, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind." I said, "No, you won't. You'll fall to the ground as dead. You'll fall to your knees at the Savior." The Bible says he's given a great name. He's given a name above every name. It is the name of Jesus. Isn't it sad today that for most of our world, his name is just a swear word? It means nothing at all. "Oh, I understand he died." But it's why he died. Because the Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He died for us. You know, this message really has two thoughts for us today. First of all, if you're not saved, would you believe the report? If you're not a Christian, would you come to Jesus and be saved today? He died for you. He loves you. He wants you to be his child. He died so that you could have a personal relationship with God the Father. Would you put your faith and trust in Jesus today? But secondly, if you are a Christian, would you serve the Lord today? Jesus gave you everything. The Bible says that he poured out his soul. The thought there is that there was nothing left to give. He gave us everything. Would you offer him your life today so that he could use you for his glory? The hymn writer said, I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou mightest ransom be and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou done for me? I gave my life for thee. What hast thou done for me? What would you do for the Lord today? Friend, listen, all I ask is today you ask yourself, what am I to do now to be what God wants me to be? God, help us to make good decisions. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this wonderful passage of Scripture. And Lord, it is truly powerful to understand your compassion and mercy upon each.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.